Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Vayichi, and we close off Sefer Bereishis this week. Chazak, Chazak, Nischazek, Shabbos Chazak as well. And probably if I was asked to give another name for Parashas Vayichi, I would probably call it the Parasha of Brachos. It's a parasha full of brachos. The bracha to Yosef, Amalach HaGol, Simi Korah, Yivorech HaStanaari, and the bracha to Ephraim Menashe, Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim Menashe, all the brachos for the Shvatim, it's mamish chock full of brachos, the parasha of brachos. I want to talk today with you and learn today with you one of those brachos, and really a bracha that's extremely essential for all of us in our lives. It's a bracha that hopefully we get when we're with our family for Shabbos, the bracha that we receive, many receive it every Friday night. And it's a very, very cryptic bracha. It's a bracha that you know, it's a wonderful bracha seemingly, but what's going on with this bracha? So I want to just mention three aspects of that bracha. Again, the bracha of Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chemenashe that we speak about. I want to just try to understand with you why this bracha is the bracha that's chosen. What's the meaning behind it, or what's one of the meanings behind it, and what can we take from it for our lives as we try to move forward in our lives? So first thing that we have to ask ourselves is, it's very nice that Yaakov gave a bracha to his grandchildren, Ephraim and Manasseh. What does that have to do with a father blessing, or a mother, a parent blessing a child on Leil Shabbos? His bracha is the bracha he gave to his children or grandchildren. What does that do with me? So I was able to review a beautiful piece in the Sefer called Das Torah, Beruchim Levavitz. And he writes there the following amazing thing. He said that the potency, the power of bracha that Yaakov gave to Ephraim and Asher was so strong, was so intense, was so powerful that we tap into that koach bracha every single time we give bracha to our children. Before we begin, understand what's going on over here. We ask the question, Yaakov gave a bracha to them, what does that do with me? The answer is, there was so much koach ha-bracha in that bracha, there was so much energy, so much invested in that bracha, that when we make a bracha, we give a bracha to our children, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Lechem Menashe, we're tapping into the endless reservoir, the endless energy of the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Ephraim Menashe. Just to start, just to understand a little bit what's going on over here. This is going on for thousands of years. How many millions of people have given this bracha to their children? Many, many, many millions. And it's still going on, and it still has energy and power, just to understand from the get-go. But let's try to be a little more specific. Let's try to understand a bit on a deeper level. What's the bracha? What's the bracha? So I want to share with you, my friends, two more components to this special bracha. One I heard this week on the radio, and one I thought of on the way in this morning to yeshiva. Okay, first one I heard on the radio this week. This is a Hasidic Shavart, but it's beautiful. Not that other Hasidic Shavart's not beautiful. This is not the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. I'm warning you. Spoiler alert, this is not the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. But you know what? It's extremely, extremely beautiful. This is from the Rabbi of Kuvrin. And this is what he said. He points out, the Pasuk begins, this bracha of Yisimcha Elokim, it begins the following words, Vayivarachem, and he blessed them. Bayom Ahuleimor, on that day, saying, Becha, in you, Yivarech Yisrael Emor. The bracha, Rashi explains, the bracha that I'm giving you, Jews will give their children, saying, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chemenashe. Said the Rebbe of Kuvrin, Bayivarechim, the bracha was Bayom Ahu. What's Bayom Ahu? On that day. Listen carefully. The bracha number one that we give our children, the bracha that Yaakov gave his children was, Bayomahu, live in this day. Live this day to the max. Vayivarachem, Bayomahu. He gave him the bracha of that day. What a beautiful idea. Let me explain. So much in life, we spend our time thinking maybe about what happened yesterday or the day before. Today's the last day of the 2020 calendaric year. On that calendar, it's December 31st, 2020. Wow, and everyone's going to do years in review. And what happened this year? Oh, and it was a uniquely unusual year for sure. Probably the word that you describe it most is corona, or maybe just unpredictable, or chaos, or mayhem, or whatever. That's looking back. And other people have a hard time staying in this moment because they're looking forward, you know? I can't concentrate on the schmooze right now. I'm thinking about, what am I going to put on my bagel in 10 minutes when I leave this room? Is it going to be tuna today? Is it going to be egg salad? Am I going to go maybe change it up, put a little cream cheese and tomatoes on? So I can't focus on the here right now because I'm already one step ahead of where I am right now. Zok Yaakov Avinu, no. Vayivarechim, here's the bracha. Bayom Ahu. Live in the present. Maximize the now. Live Bayom Ahu. Don't live about yesterday, worrying about yesterday, and don't be disturbed. What's going to be tomorrow? Just live in the here and the now. Live the present. Here comes the review point I mentioned before I would review. I mentioned earlier this week that Chafetz Chaim had the following beautiful expression. Chafetz Chaim said, a person should live their life as though they're the last person around. They're the only person that could do the present task, and today is their last day to live. Fire. One more time. The last person in the world, only they could do this task, and today is the only day they could do it. If we would live our lives something along those lines, with some fraction of that in our mind, you know how much we would accomplish? You know how much we would maximize? You know how much we would do in any given day, in any given moment, in any given opportunity? I chanced upon someone's phone this week in the shir, because it was in the box where it usually is during shir time, and I saw someone's, not trying to give any shout outs to anybody, there was a picture on the screen of Nassim Tzvi Finkel. Does that sound? And Nassim Tzvi was a great giant. He was nifter a bunch of years ago, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva. And if you read the biography about him and you hear stories about him, you wonder, how can one person do so much? How could he have he had Parkinson's, he was very sick. He was so limited in his physical capabilities, and he had more than 100 charusas weekly with guys in the Mir Yeshiva, and he built the Torah empire with 8,000 Talmidim. And he managed a budget of millions of dollars, and you wonder, like, a fragile, physically incapable individual physically and could accomplish so much. How did that happen? And of course he was given tremendous Siyat Tishmaya. And of course it was extra human. You know what part of it was for sure? Every single encounter, every single moment was Bayom Ahu. He wasn't learning with somebody and thinking, okay, I have another chavrus in 5 minutes. I don't think. Every encounter, every minute was now. The bracha of being in the present of both sides is a tremendous bracha. And we live in a world that's very challenging. It challenges that because there's so much going on. The present, I can't think about it now. I'm already worrying about tomorrow's news. What's going to be today? I don't know. Who cares about today? Let's deal with tomorrow. I'm ready in 2022. 2021, that's, you know. It's very hard to live in the present. So the first bracha Yaakov gave his children, Vayivarachim, he gave them the bracha of Bayom Ahu. That's a very, very special bracha. That's part one. And the final idea I want to share with you, perhaps another idea, another part of Yaakov's special bracha, which he gave to Amnash and Ephraim, which we try to give our children on every single time we give our children brachos. And Mirtz Hashem, everybody in this room will be zocha to give this bracha to their children one day, Mirtz Hashem. What's the bracha? The bracha is, listen carefully, Bacha Yivarach Yisrael. Bless your children this way. Yisimcha Elokim, Hashem should make you Kefrayim Chemenashe. Very strange bracha. My name isn't Ephraim. My name isn't Menashe. So why am I blessing my kid? Yisimcha Elokim, Kefrayim Chemenashe. And here's perhaps one suggestion. Ephraim had his role. Menashe had his role. They weren't the same role. Menashe was the liaison. He was Yosef's right-hand man in Mitzrayim. He was the one that was spoke in between the brothers and Yosef. His job was to be involved in helping Yosef out in Mitzrayim. Ephraim had his job. Ephraim was the one that was learning more. Ephraim was Yaakov's prize Talmud when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. Rashi says at the beginning of the parasha that Ephraim was learning with Yaakov. He was able to tell Yosef that Yaakov wasn't well. Yisimcha Elokim Kefrayim Chemenashe, my friends, means we bless our children to be yourself. Be you. Be the best version of you that you could be. appreciate your kochos. Appreciate the fact that Ephraim was blessed as Ephraim, and Menashe was blessed as Menashe. Yisimcha Elokim, ke Ephraim lecha Menashe. You should be the best Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, whatever your name is, you should be that person. Don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to copy someone else. Don't try, look, you know, when parents give brachos at the same time, often there's a lot of children there. And sometimes it's Baruch Hashem. Other siblings get brachos. A parent has to look at each child when they give the bracha and say, you know what? I'm now about to bench Yankel. I'm about to bench whatever the kid's name is. Sarah. Before I give Sarah her bracha, Yankel his bracha, I say, you know what? What's unique about you, Yankel? How are you special, Sarah? And I give them the bracha. They should be the best Yaakov and the best Sarah they could be. What better bracha is there than that? Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Lechmanashe. Be you. That's the bracha. Be yourself. Be Ephraim if you're Ephraim. Be Menashe if you're Menashe. Be you. What a bracha. What a bracha that, besides its original potency that Yaakov invested so much energy into it, besides the bracha of Bayomahu, live in the present, but there's a bracha also, Bayvarachim, Bayomahu, Lemor, Yisimcha Elokim, Kefayim, Lechemenashe. Be yourself. Be yourself. Some of us are excited to be ourselves because we look in the mirror and we see a lot of kochos that Hashem gave us. Others look at ourselves in the mirror and say, you know what? I'd rather be that one because he has so much of a, he has a better draw. He has a better hand that he was dealt than I. Ephraim didn't have an easy hand, Menashe didn't have an easy hand. They're both raised in Mitzrayim, in the middle of Tumas Mitzrayim. And they both emerged, Ephraim and Menashe, so much so, as Yaakov says earlier in the parasha, that they were elevated from the status of grandchildren to children. They're Yosef's children, they shouldn't be Shvatim. And all of a sudden there's 12 Shvatim. Levi is not counted as the regular count of the Shvatim. And who is counted? Ephraim and Menashe. That's the 12 tribes. Unbelievable. How they elevate their status from being just grandchildren of Yaakov to becoming on the status of Shivtei Ka. The answer is because with all the challenges, with all the difficulties, with everything they went through in Mitzrayim, they held on to their selves. They held on to who they were. Count me in. Count them in, Yaakov says. You know what? If you hold on to who you are, if you're true to yourself, if you're B'chal Yivarech Yisrael, if you are Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Lechem Menashe, then guess what? Yaakov says, I want them also as part of the Shvatim, as part of the Shevtei Ka. Most of these brachos were said thousands of years ago, but they're so alive. They're so alive and relevant today, Adayom HaZeh. They tell us important messages. Live in the now. Be present in the present. Live every day with meaning and realize today is the day. Vayivarachim Bayomahu. And never forget who you could be. Never forget the unbelievable koach that Hashem gave each and every one of us. And our job is just to be that. Just to be ourselves. It's not the easiest job in the world. It takes a lot of effort. It's a life's mission, 120 years. We should be zochet to internalize the brachos, to feel the brachos, to be worthy of being zochet to fulfill these brachos. We should be zochet to become, as Hashem, the best version of ourselves as possible. Have a wonderful Shabbos.